My name is Ariel Moy. This article is for the Beyond Binary's special issue of Murmurations, Journal of Transformative Systemic Practice, Spring 2025. Title, Apple Threads, Holding Past and Present by Ariel Moy. Abstract. Apple Threads explores a mother's relationship with her newly adult son through poetry. The past and the present, self and other, are encountered through a non-binary lens. The poem is contextualized personally and alongside theoretical conceptualizations that privilege a relational, material and process ethico-onto-epistemology. This work hopes to evoke and provoke a thinking, doing and being differently. Significant relationships with loved ones who have died or who are no longer infants, toddlers or children, remain vibrant and agential in our present experiencing. This work was written on Boonwurrung country, and I acknowledge the Boonwurrung people, including their elders, past and present, and all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. This land was never ceded. Poem, Apple Threads. He ate the seeds, those orchards, autumn through you now. Gold-fed fruits nurture your gaze, swift, sweet moments once held in a red box. Suitcases murmur, a hint of becoming. Plums blossom and rouge our cirrus clouds. Pages rustle through all the stories with mops swept across concrete floors. Worlds at war, still, our books kept safe. Glass and mirrors occupy your grown hands, light captured and drawn, threaded with apples and dragons. We are vibrant now. Holding past and present. Binaries compartmentalize experiencing, packing it away into two discrete piles, implying a singular kind of tension dwelling between. The binaries unthreaded and loosened in this poem speak to a felt sense of living relation with those who have died and the luscious memory senses animating infancies and childhoods long left behind. Ghosts thread with presence, suggesting a temporal and experiential imminence. I wrote this poem for my son on his 18th birthday. Normally, poems emerge and are captured in fragments on my phone, on the move, doing all the other things, a cacophony of briefly arrested present moments. Audre Lorde, 2017, wrote, "Of all the art forms, poetry is the most economical. It is the one which is the most secret, which requires the least physical labour, the least material, and the one which can be done between shifts, in the hospital pantry, on the subway, and on scraps of surplus paper." Page 97. On this occasion, the words unspooled in a rapid burst of feeling, as if we met in the middle of the action. When Haraway, 2016, writes that we should, quote, stay with the trouble, quote, becoming thickens into a honeyed present and affords experiencing within, quote, speculative middles, brackets Springay and Truman, 2017, close brackets. This poem troubled my normal, rabbit-holing mind. It made space in the scattering of experience and not knowing. It stretched itself within me. The words were ripe. Writing does things. It possesses a more than human and material agency, brackets, Barad, 2007 and 2012, Bennett, 2010, close brackets. For me, this poem animates the apple orchards and gold rush soils of my paternal grandmother and grandfather, both of whom worked in hospitals. My pop is a psychiatric nurse in an asylum shut down long ago. My nan is a cleaner. Apple Threads speaks also to the youth of my father and mother-in-law back in Malaysia, one an engineer, one a librarian. Their Al, Tysonese surname, means plum blossom, but was anglicised on arrival. In pinyin, it would be written mei, M-E-I. In a decolonial feminism 2021, Francois Vergès includes a portion of a collective text written by 30 artists and activists, including herself. They write, quote, "We want to implement utopian thinking, a gesture of rupture, to dare to think beyond that which is presented as natural, pragmatic, or reasonable." Close quote. Page 83. I want to irritate the taken-for-granted notion that once a person or period in time has passed, that relationship loses its vitality. Both my Nan and Pop have passed, and yet their being continues to become in me, rippling across the face I see in the mirror, echoing in gestures I make towards arthritic hands no longer there to hold. My son's infancy is a lifetime away, entangling with both matrilineal and patrilineal lines. I still sense the softness of his infant onesie and feel the shaking floorboards as he careens down the hall, finally released from toddlerhood and into my arms. These intercorporealities, brackets Tanaka, 2015, close brackets, are as present for me today as they were 18 and 16 years ago. They speak of embodied communications that informed and still inform our understanding of one another. I take these long ago, quote, moods, atmosphere, and ambience of the interpersonal field, close quote, brackets Tanaka, 2015, page 469, close brackets, and weave them in the now. This is not intentional, but spontaneous. Threading words together here touches on my doctoral and an ongoing research inquiring into the strange and precious expansion that can be felt when we hold our children. During what are experienced as positive moments of physical, psychological, and emotional holding, the mothers in my inquiry glimpsed a larger sense of self, a self in relationship, or what I call the mother-child us. Brackets Moy 2022, Moy 2023 A, close brackets. This experience is enriched by the understanding that the events from which identities percolate and emerge are fundamentally relational. Brackets Braidotti 2019, Gergen 2009, close brackets, or interactive. Brackets Barad 2007, close brackets. It is a visceral knowing and accessible, though hard to articulate within a cultural and historical yarning so tight that relational being-becoming doesn't make sense. We remain anchored conceptually in a binary of self and other. Valorizing agency as independent, as individual and separate, obscures this relational, somatic, affective and situated knowing. As Braidotti, 2019, notes, humans are, quote, materially embedded and embodied, differential, affective and relational, close quote. Page 11. Our experiencing of autonomy and individuality is authentic, a story we live across all modalities of being and knowing. But it's a product of a reality that is deliciously interactive. We make, quote, agential cuts, close quote, open brackets, Barad 2007 and 2014, close brackets, so quickly and overwhelmingly that we forget what it is to become in, of, as the world. As Haraway notes, it matters what stories tell stories, brackets 2016, page 35, close brackets. The mother-child us emerging from my research resists the binaries of self and other, and instead imagines agency emerging from relationships. When I write, quote, our cirrus clouds, close quote, and, quote, we are vibrant, close quote, I refer to this unfolding us. The autumn orchards, apples and dragons, trouble past and present, to offer an aliveness of then, in the now. Arts-based research can collage the, quote, stories we live by, close quote, brackets McAdams, 1997, bringing us into dialogue with materials and moments that matter, brackets, Barone and Eisner, 2012, Finlay, 2011, Levy, 2019, Lett, 2011, Moy, 2023, Rosiek, 2018, close brackets. In the construction of this poem, imagery, scent and sound, touch, taste and movement are cut from experience, typed on a phone, converted to binary code and pasted into this document. Memories of stories, photographs and a battered suitcase, linguistic practices, the composition of a camera, an enduring desire, shift complexly from me to you, a new co-creation of us. The poem and I become together. This brings to mind Claire Carlisle's 2011 evocative description of Spinoza's metaphysics. Quote, each wave has its own shape that it holds for a certain time. But the wave is not separate from the sea and cannot be conceived to exist independently of it. Close quote. Brackets, paragraph 7, close brackets. Spinoza offers an affirmation of difference. Each wave is a unique unfolding. This refuses a frozen dualism. Differences unfold as phenomena, a relational processual happening emerging from multiple histories, a genesis inseparable from the whole and yet always new. As Braidotti 2024 describes, we are, quote, non-unitary, non-fixed, non-binary, close quote, brackets 2023, page 7 of 12. Close brackets. Further, the differences between the art and the artist are not hierarchical, human trumping the more than human. With this poem, I sense old loves differently, as flows, interruptions, and pauses in an ocean of us. This poem holds a haunting that extends into the future. Ghosts not only of those loved, lost, and loved still, brackets Moy and Sidlick, forthcoming 2025, close brackets, but also of those of us that once were and now are different. I recall my son as a child and myself as a first-time mother, his infancy warm and weighted against my chest, a blooming of the DNA and worlds of his, our ancestors, as they moved across countries and time. These reveries are experienced as a present moment, brackets Stern 2004, close brackets, carried along with the oxygen that keeps my heart beating. They are felt now, and I am saturated in vitality contours, brackets Stern 1999, close brackets, in the living relational experience of this moment. At the level of the present moment, there is no divide between past, present, future. Here, we are space-time mattering, as Barad 2017 writes. As a result of the iterative nature of interactive practices that constitute phenomena, the past and the future are iteratively reconfigured and enfolded through one another. Phenomena cannot be located in space and time. Rather, phenomena are material entanglements that extend across different spaces and times. Neither the past nor the future is ever closed. Page 389. Relationships that are no longer material come to matter. They have the capacity to do things. I wonder if this agency would constitute a valid production of knowledge in an old empiricism that conceptualizes static, essential and anthropocentric facts, brackets, Saint-Pierre, 2004, close brackets. Or might these words and images instead resonate within a reader whose experience of a relationship no longer present remains tangible and meaningful for them? This resonance can cause cracks in the binaries of life and death, self and other. Bio Akomolafe, brackets 2024, para 6, close brackets, writes, Architects don't design cracks, don't anticipate cracks. Cracks are not part of the furniture. They are the excessiveness of the frame. Design's ecstasy. They are not solutions, not guarantees, not final answers. But something about them marks deterritorializing tensions and obliquely trace out new realities. End of quote. Through these cracks we taste fruits, sweet and tart, blooming and decaying, gritty irritants that purl into an us, then, now, and further. References. Akamalafe, bio, brackets, May 16, 2024, close brackets, on doors and cracks, doors behave. Barad, Karen, brackets, 2007, close brackets. Meeting the Universe Halfway, Quantum Physics and the Entanglement of Matter and Meaning. Durham, NC, USA, Duke University Press. Barad, Karen, 2012. Matter feels, converses, suffers desires, yearns and remembers. Interview with Karen Barad in New Materialism, Interviews and Cartographies, Dolphin, Rick, and Van der Tuin, Iris, Editors. Ann Arbor, USA, Open Humanities Press. Barad, Karen, 2014. Diffracting, Diffraction, Cutting Together Apart. Parallax. 20, brackets 3, close brackets, pages 168 to 187. Bennett, Jane, 2010. Vibrant Matter, The Political Ecology of Things, Durham, NC, USA, Duke University Press. Braidotti, Rosie, 2019, Posthuman Knowledge, Cambridge, UK, Polity Books. Haraway, Donna, 2016, Staying with the Trouble, Making Kin in the Thulocene, Durham, NC, USA, Duke University Press. Gergen, Kenneth J., 2009, Relational Being, Beyond Self and Community, Oxford, UK, Oxford University Press. Lord, Audra, 2017, Age, Race, Class and Sex, Women Redefining Difference, in Your Silence Will Not Protect You, London, UK, Silver Press. McAdams, Daniel P., 1997. The Stories We Live By, Personal Myths and the Making of the Self, New York, USA, The Guildford Press. Moy, Ariel, 2022. An Arts Therapeutic Approach to Maternal Holding, Developing Healthy Mother and Child Relationships, London, UK, Routledge. Moy, Ariel, 2023a. A Walk of Impossible Snails, A Tender Tracing of a Mother-Child Us. JOCAT, 18 brackets 1, close brackets. Moy, Ariel and Sidley, Karen, 2024. Holding Griefs and Loves, A Poetic Dialogue, in Healing the Arts and Decolonizing Voices. Grushka, Kathleen, Cameron, Liz, Hannigan, Shelley, and Carter, Carol, Eds. Forthcoming 2025. Springay, Stephanie, Anne Truman, Sarah E., 2017. On the Need for Methods Beyond Proceduralism, Speculative Middle, in Tensions and Responsibility in Research. Qualitative Inquiry, 00, bracket 0, pages 1 to 12. Stern, Daniel, N., 1999. Vitality Contours, The Temporal Contour of Feelings as a Basic Unit for Constructing the Infant's Social Experience. In Early Social Cognition, Understanding Others in the First Months of Life. P. Rochette, Editor. Marwa, NJ, USA, Lawrence Erlbaum, Associates, Publishers. Stern, Daniel, 2004. The Present Moment in Psychotherapy and Everyday Life. New York, USA, W.W. Norton and Company. St. Pierre, Elizabeth, 2024. The Empirical and the New Empiricisms. Cultural Studies, Critical Methodologies, 16 brackets 2, close brackets, pages 111 to 124. Tanaka, Shogo, 2015. Intercorporeality as a Theory of Social Cognition. Theory and Psychology, 25 brackets 4, close brackets, pages 455 to 472. Verghese, Francois, 2021, A Decolonial Feminism, translated by Ashley J. Borera, with the author, London, United Kingdom, Pluto Press.